Earlier on the first full day of the AFN convention, delegates heard an impassioned speech from Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott focused on the state's fiscal situation. Mallott was unsparing in his criticism of state lawmakers who have failed to pass a comprehensive fiscal solution to Alaska's massive revenue gap, instead paying for dwindling government services by drawing on billions from savings.
We hear people say, no new taxes. No new taxes until somehow the government has right-sized itself. We're ready to do that, but let's have a conversation. Let's not use it as an excuse to do nothing, to spend down $14 billion.
Mallott dismissed arguments that per capita spending on services for Alaskans is higher than throughout the lower 48, saying it is a flawed comparison given the state's uniquely rural demographics. He rattled off essential services throughout Alaska that have declined to the point of failing many rural residents and indigenous communities, particularly education, infrastructure, and criminal justice.
We do not have the public safety services that we need. In rural Alaska, to have a young person be murdered and lay in a rock quarry covered by a tarp for 4 days because police could not get there in order to begin the process of trying to bring a perpetrator to justice. Where is the bloated budget for that?
The speech didn't place explicit blame on either political party or legislative chamber, but set a severe tone just as lawmakers are heading to Juneau next week for a fourth special session that will deal in part with the fiscal situation. Both Mallott and Governor Bill Walker received a warm response from the crowd of delegates. The day's other powerful speech came from the keynote, Sergeant Jody Potts, Director of Public Safety for the Tanana Chiefs Conference. Dressed in full Gwich'in regalia, Potts recounted growing up in a modest dirt floor hunting cabin in Eagle and how pieces of that traditional lifestyle helped her heal after a family tragedy this year.
In March, my children lost their father to suicide. And in the first several months, it was very difficult, as you can imagine, getting through the fog of that grief.
Potts took months off work, spending time with her kids, hunting, and visiting family. She gestured toward the convention's theme on an overhead banner, Strength in Unity, and says that idea was an essential part of how she began to gradually enjoy life again.
The greatest strength that we found was when we came together, me and my three children. We found strength in unity. And I see that among our people, everything we've gone through, we really have strength and unity. We have a joint story that needs to be told.
The convention saw a recorded statement from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who'd had to scrap a planned live video address in order to attend a funeral. Zinke says Alaska Natives have been fortunate under the Trump administration's efforts to streamline regulations, advocate for veterans, and protect the right to sell walrus ivory. He also says Alaska has scored major victories on the personnel side. AFN President Julie Kitka says the recent appointment of an Alaskan to the high-level position in the Interior Department is evidence the Trump administration has an interest in working with the Alaska Native community.
Well, the first significant outcome of our work with the new Trump administration has been the nomination of Tara Sweeney to the High Office of Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs.
Sweeney is the first Alaska Native woman to be put up for that position and will go before the Senate in order to be confirmed. Anna Hoffman of the Yukon-Kuskokwim region was reelected as an AFN co-chair, running for the two-year position unopposed. Television coverage of both the AFN convention as well as the Kwiana cultural festivities is on 360 North and ARCS through Saturday.